It's Ramadan, the holy month for Muslims, and Philadelphia faith leaders are hoping to provide sanctuary to protect young people from violence during this month and in the future. Sajda Purple Blackwell with PQ Radio 1 and Sammy Kayola of WHYY News look into the role of religion in confronting the city's gun violence crisis.
This song is a celebration of Ramadan, a reminder that it is time to fast. For me and most Muslims, it's a joyous time of reflection, spiritual growth, when Muslims make the ultimate sacrifice and completely submit to the will of God. The recording kicked off the festivities at Beit al-Afiyat Mosque in North Philadelphia. I went there for an interfaith iftar, or breaking of the fast. The imam, Azam Akram, welcomed a group of maybe 200 people.
I am again very humbled and honored that you're here all to show your love and support.
Akram took his position at the mosque in December. The yellow-white building stands out near the corner of Broad and Glenwood. It's an area marked by boarded-up buildings and trash-covered lots. Azam says he wants to make the building a beacon of peace, despite the violence that surrounds it.
Everybody here has lost somebody because of gun violence. Everyone. It's not even a joke anymore. It's not even a cliche. It's the reality.
North Philly has already seen more than a dozen homicides this year, according to police data. Azam says the masjid mostly serves people from the Indo-Pacific, like India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh, as well as people from the Middle East. But he's trying to welcome in young black men who live in the surrounding neighborhood because they are most at risk. So far this year, 94% of all Philadelphia fatal shooting victims were male. 77% were black, and 5% were under the age of 18, according to police data.
Pastors and imams across Philadelphia are trying to save their own children. Some have been doing the work for years, while others, like Akram, are new. Akram believes the after-school and weekend programs at the mosque can help keep kids safe.
So here we're trying to develop a little bit of righteousness so that at least that could become something in vogue.
I met a few teens there on a recent afternoon. They were just hanging out, playing on their phones. Johan is 15. He grew up practicing Islam.
Well, I wouldn't say I like doing it, but like, it helps me sometimes. Like me praying, yeah, and it feels like that I'm connected to something. Like this is the only thing I'm really connected to, for real.
His friend Bruce just started going there earlier this spring. He wasn't raised Muslim. Bruce thinks if more kids spend time at the mosque, they might be safer from shootings.
Like most people, they don't always have somewhere to go where they could just chill and pray. So they stay outside, stay in the streets.
The teachings of Islam, just like the Bible, state, thou shalt not kill. Jaheim Thomas is in his 20s. We talked at the iftar. He stressed the need to remind kids and community that Islam is a religion of peace and gun violence has no place in it.
I don't think it's good. No true Muslim thinks this is good. And it has to stop.
Terry Veracruz was happy when her adult son, Terrell, started getting interested in Islam. She's Christian herself.
I was just happy that he chose a faith, that he knows it is a high power. It raised him up to be a better man.
But it didn't keep him safe. He was fatally shot on March 4th of this year. Veracruz says her faith is helping her process the pain.
Knowing God don't make no mistakes. And that I will see my son again.
Some faith leaders are skeptical about whether religion can actually make a difference in the gun violence crisis. Tone Barr is a community liaison director at the Philadelphia Masjid in West Philly. I am an active member there.
Yeah, you can come to the masjid for a safe haven. You can come to the church for a safe haven. But once you go outside, what's going to happen? Really, where is the safe haven at?
He says the masjid is performing more and more janazas or funerals for teenagers.
As for Imam Azam Akram at Beit al-Afiyat in North Philly, he wants to coordinate with other faith leaders and activists in hopes of saving lives. His team recently distributed meals and resources along with Mothers in Charge, a group for moms who have lost children to gun violence.
As far as our space is concerned, it's open to the community. Hopefully we can change at least the immediate community around us enough to keep be that buffer.
Ramadan ends on April 20th. The mosque will hold an Eid celebration on April 21st.
I'm Sajda Purple Blackwell, PQ Radio 1.
And I'm Sammy Kayola, WHYY News.